In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the memory of the new martyrs of Russia, which is another celebration of the triumph of Orthodoxy in our own time and in living memory. There are untold thousands, and you could broadly speak of even millions of people who died for their faith. Not every person died being asked to deny their faith, but many people suffered just simply because they signed a petition to open up, keep a church open or to reopen a church, and then were put into prisons. And also there were entire regions where the Soviets created a famine to basically break the backs of the people, and it was in large part their piety that they wished to break by that famine. And so we could even speak of millions of people who died for their faith in this persecution. But each one of these people was an individual. Stalin once said, "The death of one person is a tragedy, the death of a million people is a statistic." And that's the way we tend to think about it. When we hear about a large number of people being killed, we don't really think about it. And so today, I'd like to talk about one saint in particular, a fairly common laywoman in Russia by the name of Lydia. She was born on March the 20th, 1901. Her father was a priest in the city of Ufa. And about the age of 19 years old, she was married, but her husband was killed in the Russian Civil War. He had joined the White Army. In 1922, the Soviets created a schism in the Russian church by supporting some people. There were some intellectuals in the church. They were already somewhat liberal in their thinking, and so they latched on to some existing renovationist ideas, put these people in charge, and created what's known as the Living Church. And this church not only caused trouble in Russia, but also throughout the diaspora, because the Russian government would sue churches that were pre-revolutionary properties, and in many cases successfully take those churches away from the Orthodox and give them to the schismatics. But Lydia's father joined the Living Church, not because he did so out of conviction, but because he knew that he would suffer if he didn't. And Lydia, being a very extremely pious woman all of her life, fell at the feet of her father, and she begged him, "Give me your blessing to depart, Father, that my salvation not be repeated." And he responded, "My daughter, when you win your crown, tell the Lord that although I myself proved too weak for this podvig, nevertheless I did not hinder you, but blessed you." And she said, "I will." Lydia managed to get a job working for the forestry department. She worked in an office. And when she got there, people were very coarse. They cursed, they fought. But her presence in that office changed the hearts of people, and it became a very different place. People noted her piety. And she didn't often go to church because she refused to go to the churches that were open because they were under the schismatics. But when she was able to do so, she would go attend catacomb services. And she also, because she had access to a typewriter, would type up what's known as samizdat documents, the lives of saints, sermons, etc., that were circulated among the faithful. And the Soviet secret police got a hold of some of these documents, and they noticed that there was a peculiarity in the letter K from this typewriter. And so based on that, they were able to track down whose typewriter it was. And so they found her and they arrested her. And they also, it occurred to them that because she was circulating these documents, she must know a great many people in the catacomb church. And so for 10 days, they interrogated her, threatened her, and she wouldn't budge. She wouldn't tell them anything. And so finally, they took her down to a lower chamber, which was basically the torture chamber. And by this time, she was so weak that she needed someone to help. So they asked an officer by the name of Cyril to help her. And as he did so, she looked into his eyes and she said, "Christ save you." And he looked into hers and was so touched by the piety and the love of this woman, but also by her suffering, that he couldn't remain indifferent to what he heard. And for hours, he heard her scream because they tortured her. And they said, "Don't you feel any pain? Don't you want to give in?" And she said, "Oh Lord, I feel pain. But I can't tell you anything because he won't permit it." And they said, "Who's he?" "God won't permit it. I won't tell you anything." Finally, they decided to up the ante one step more because they knew that she was a very pious woman. And they thought that if they raped her, that would break her finally. There were three men in the room, and they figured they needed one more. So they called to Cyril, who was standing out in the hall, and asked him to come in and to help. And as soon as he came in, he realized what they were going to do, and he was so moved with righteous indignation that he pulled out his revolver and he shot two of them on the spot and was grabbing a third by the neck. And another guard came in and hit him over the head. And then he fell down at the feet of the saint, and he looked into her eyes and he said, "Saint, take me with you." And she said, "I will take you." And then the other guards came in and they opened fire because they were panicking, and they emptied their revolvers on these two martyrs. There were a number of people who knew about what was going on, particularly the one that survived. And so this information was passed on among the other soldiers that were there. There was one man, a Sergeant Alexei, who was so moved by this that his heart was changed and his faith was renewed. And he enthusiastically told this story whenever he had an opportunity to do so. And for that, when the KGB or the NKVD at that time found out about it, they had him executed. And so he also became one of the new martyrs. We don't know whether in our life we will face such trials, but in little small ways, we constantly are challenged and we have to make the choice. Are we going to take the easy way or are we going to stand with Christ? And if we stand with Christ, the hearts of those around us can be changed and people will be saved. So let us follow the example of these saints, the new martyr Lydia, Cyril, and Alexei. Through the holy prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.